Okay, so what we can do, we can multiply the concentration of electrons times the concentration of holes, and you get something called the law of mass action. So when you do that, this is the effective density of mass in the conduction band, effective density of states in the conduction band, effective density of states in the valence band. And when you multiply the two exponential functions together, in the first one, the chemical potential's got a plus sign. The second one has got a minus sign. And when you multiply exponentials together, you add what's in the exponents. So the chemical potential cancels out, and you get just an exponential function of minus the band gap divided by kBT, right? Because it's minus EC minus EB, and the band gap is EC minus EB here to there. And if I put a minus sign in front of it, I get what's up there in the exponential function. So this is the product of n times p. And for an intrinsic semiconductor, this just means a pure semiconductor, there's no doping, it's just a crystal of silicon, then the concentration of electrons in the conduction band must be the concentration of holes in the valence band. You start out at zero temperature, all the electrons are in the valence band, and then you warm it up. And as you warm it up, some of the electrons get excited across the band gap and come up into the conduction band, but everyone that goes up leaves a hole behind. So the N must be equal to P. And then this is called the intrinsic carrier concentration. It's the carrier concentration if you just have pure silicon. And it depends exponentially on the band gap. So this number is pretty small because the band gap is 1 electron volt. At room temperature, this is 25 milli electron volts. And so you get minus a pretty big number. So this 1 divided by millivolts, 25 millivolts, is going to be like e to the minus 100. The factor of 2 came because this is n times p, and to get ni, I take the square root of it, and the square root of the exponential function puts this 2.
Okay, so this is the intrinsic carrier